To talk about this, I need to put together Roger McGough's Bus Seductress and the boat-stealing episode from Wordsworth's Prelude. Let me begin with McGough's My Bus Seductress. She who was as beautiful as bus tickets and smells of old cash, drinks Guinness off duty, eats sausage and mash. I was living near Liverpool when in 1967 Penguin Modern Poets 10 published The Mersey Sound with poems by Adrian Henry, Roger McGough and Brian Patton. Of course I knew something about poetry. After all, I'd been sent to elocution lessons to cure me, ironically, of my Scouse accent. I could recite Masefield's Sea Fever, still loved, by heart. But this poetry, poetry furnished with ordinary people like bus drivers and sad aunts, and written in a language that was playful, witty and brand new, had an energy that was irresistibly exciting. It was the poetic cousin to the Beatles. I more or less gave up prose, I was attempting yet another awful novel at the time, and turned to poetry, writing it and reading it. I thought I'd begin as near the beginning as I could think of, so I went from McGough to Horace, not quite overnight, but close. I began a poetry group called Jabberwocky. I'd found where my heart lay. 10 years later, and after two severe episodes of manic depression, I decided to study for an English degree. Bristol University wasn't just my alma mater, it was my convalescent home. Of course, by the time I'd got there, I'd done a great deal of reading, but I lacked an overall sense of the development of English literature and the critical language to communicate what I liked or disliked. Perhaps most importantly, literature allowed the emotional space that had been so limited by my rather narrow upbringing. It was in my second university year, after the wonders of Anglo-Saxon poetry, the seafarer meeting sea fever, so to speak, that I came to Wordsworth. Most people, when Wordsworth is mentioned, groan and mutter something about clouds and daffodils. But I was 40 before I read The Prelude. It's exactly the right age for it, in my opinion. And what was life-changing about it for me was that it completely validated the child's imagination. That boat-stealing episode in which guilt leads the child to imagine that the huge cliff rises up and strides after him like a living thing. Well, leave out the word imagine, because to the child that actually happens. And those lines that to me remain a summation of childhood. Fair seed time had my soul, and I grew up fostered alike by beauty and by fear. I found in them a kind of permission to write about what I felt. In between those academic essays, I began writing for children. My own imagination somehow strengthened by The Prelude. My professor's wife, Diana Wynne Jones, a well-known children's writer, encouraged me towards publication, though I doubt I'd have written poetry or children's books without the life-changing words of McGough and Wordsworth.